here's a story from The World.
The Biden administration made a significant announcement yesterday that it would restore more than $200 million in American aid for Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. It's the strongest move yet to reverse the Trump administration's position that favored Israeli interests and halted diplomacy with the Palestinians. Hussein Ibish is a senior resident scholar at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. He was a fellow at the former American Task Force on Palestine and knows how aid from the U.S. is used in the Palestinian territories. Hussein Ibish, how much money is being promised by the Biden administration and how will it be delivered?
Okay, so it adds up to something like $270 million when you put together COVID relief funding that's already gone, which is not much, but it's some, and then additional COVID funding, $150 million for UNRWA, which is the UN agency that cares for Palestinian refugees, and some money for economic development assistance in the West Bank and Gaza, which goes through USAID and a couple of other U.S. agencies. And all of it is going to be done through U.S. or international agencies. None of it goes to the Palestinian Authority or anything controlled by Palestinians.
How is this current amount of aid that we're now talking about, around $270 million, how is it to be used? I mean, who gets the money and how does it actually help Palestinians?
Okay, so the economic development stuff will go to mostly to specific dedicated projects that are vetted through, approved by, and controlled in effect by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which is connected to the State Department. And then there's the money that goes to UNRWA. UNRWA is run by the UN. They do humanitarian assistance. So they do food and medicine and schooling, the basic needs of life. No one else really cares for Palestinian refugees. Most of the people of Gaza, 80% or something of the population of Gaza, are refugees from southern Israel. They need UNRWA. They need health and food security aid and schooling and whatnot from UNRWA, or else they don't really get it.
So did they not get it in the past 3 years when the aid was cut off?
They often either they got substandard schooling or less schooling. And certainly what happened is a lot of people got fired. I mean, UNRWA, among other things, is a major employer. Right. So a lot of people who worked for UNRWA, Palestinians working as teachers, as administrators, etc., within the UNRWA education system, health system, they've been furloughed. They've been fired on leave, etc. The Palestinian economy is small. One of the biggest challenges is getting people jobs and getting those people paid. UNRWA is one of the major employers in a place like Gaza and in Palestinian refugee camps.
Now, as you know, this is a solemn day in Israel. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Gilad Erdon, he said UNRWA, the U.N. agency we've been talking about, the U.N. Relief and Works Agency, is responsible for inciting anti-Israeli sentiment. What is he referring to?
I think what he really means is that by caring for the refugees, UNRWA allows the refugees to continue to exist as refugees. In other words, it supports them, right? And because of that, they don't scatter to the five winds and forget about their Palestinian identity, and they stay where they are, and they remain insistent on their identity and their communities. And this, I think, Israelis regard as existentially threatening. UNRWA helps to solidify the definition, to codify who is a refugee, and to care for them as refugees.
Now, the Biden administration, as we said, has restored this money to the Palestinians. What does that move mean to Palestinians themselves?
Okay, it's very symbolically, it's very important. Even though it doesn't resume or restore diplomatic relations between the United States and the PLO, which is basically the foreign ministry of the Palestinians, or direct U.S. support for the Palestinian Authority, their quasi-government in the occupied territories, it does recognize the Palestinians as a people with interests that are an international and an American concern, right? It's not that we're responsible and no one else is, but we want to participate in that, that we care about whether children have health care and people have food and whether COVID relief is going on in this very beleaguered place that's been under a military occupation since the 1960s. And it sends a very important message. We do, not only in theory, but in practice, with word and deed, recognize your existence. And that's very important.
Hussein Ibish is a senior resident scholar at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. He's been speaking to us about Palestinian reaction to the resumption of U.S. aid. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
From PRX.